It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the
Whoa, wait a minute. Most wonderful time of the year? Yes, it kind of feels like it. Hey all, this is Mr. Fourth Row, and here in Colorado, we have a fantastic weekend of wrestling coming up. We have not one, not two, not even three, but four different wrestling promotions putting on a show this weekend. And two of them are anniversary shows for two of the promotions. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about each one in this very special podcast. I'm even going to bring you some interviews from some of the local wrestling talent in some following podcasts after this one. But this one's going to be a quick and dirty, simple little one I'm going to tell you about right now. The first one I'm going to tell you about happens on Friday, August 10th at the Oriental Theater. And that is, we have the Yoga Monster, Mike Seidel, versus the Mile High Magnum, Dak Draper, versus DJZ. You all know him. Ba, 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 ba. And we also have Art Cannon versus Anaya, making his return to Lucha Libre and Laughs. Hoodie versus Xander Creed versus Caleb Crush versus Filter. Also in action, we have Lonnie Valdez, Len Parker, Ali Gatto, Cody Devine, and the Ragnarokers, consisting of Bruce Rogers and the Norse Nightmare, Hunter Gray. I'm going to be in attendance. How about you all? If you need to get tickets, look it up. Easy. Just look up the Oriental Theater. I think it's well worth. And we've got going to have comedians in the interims between the matches. So it's fantastic. And I'm going to play a couple of promos from some of the wrestling talents here as well. So here you go and enjoy.
Shame on you!
You know, time's a funny thing. A lot of stuff can happen in a short amount of time. For example, in Lucha Libre and Laughs in 2016, Sammy Six Guns, Danger Dean, IDT, and the Polish Prince ran roughshod on the company. Now all those guys are dead, and I'd like to wish my sincerest condolences to their families, except for the Polish Prince's family, because I'm glad he's gone, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. But from their ashes rose the Mile High Magnum, Dak Draper. And on August 10th, I make my return to Lucha Libre and Laughs. So pack up your families, bring them down to the Oriental Theater, leave your kids in the car because it's a 21 and up show, and you can come in and see why everybody in Denver is going crazy about the return of Denver's favorite son. And like I said, one more time, don't bring your kids into the show. You can buy them a t-shirt and bring them a t-shirt, but it's a 21 and up show. Because if you bring your kids in, then shame on you.
So take heed there with Dak Draper's advice. Do not bring anyone under the age of 21 to the event. As I have said in the previous there on social media, the reason why we can't have youngins is Bobby Valentino just doesn't allow us to have nice things. But anyways, let's hear from one of Mr. Draper's opponents, DJZ.
This is your former Impact Wrestling X Division champion, DJZ, and I'm coming back to Denver, August 10th, Oriental Theater, for Lucha Libre and Laughs. Ticket info available at theorientaltheater.com. Don't miss it!
So there you have it, Lucha Libre and Laughs at the Oriental Theater on Friday, August 10th. Be there. Have some fun. Hey, you can even see me if you want. But I promise you, what's going to be on stage and in the ring is going to be so much, much better. So the following day, Saturday, August 11th, we actually have two fantastic events in the Denver area. We have Rocky Mountain Pro celebrates Milestone 8. Let's take a listen.
And ladies and gentlemen, on August 11th, Milestone 8, we're going to see the Colorado Cup Battle Royal, where the winner is going to get a trophy and a shot at the Charge title.
And we're also, Colin, we're going to see Trigger Warning against the Left Coast Gorillas. The winner of that match will meet Anthony Katina and Finn Hameen for the Rocky Mountain Pro Tag title, and the losers will have to disband.
And the return of Filter here at Milestone. He's going to be taking on Mario Vanger, who called him out, being the big cookie. They square off at Milestone.
And the greatest Lockett champion of all time, Steven Ashburn, defending his Lockett title in a four-way brawl, baby.
And here we go. Stevie Richards is going to be taking on Al Snow. Two professional wrestlers who have done it on the big stage are going to be doing it right here at Rocky Mountain Pro at Milestone 8.
And then we're going to see the fifth and final matchup, bro, between Severino Parente and Matt Yaden. Winner take all with this one.
And ladies and gentlemen, your main event for the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship, it all comes to a head when champion Curtis Cole takes on Tyler Stinson for the Rocky Mountain Pro title.
Also on Saturday, August 11th, from Mile High Comics, the biggest comics bookstore in the country, located here in the Mile High City of Denver, Colorado, New Era Wrestling is having their 7th anniversary. Some of the matches that are going to be there at that event is, first of all, we have the Radical Athletes of Ty Wilson and Dante Smiley going to be facing the Night Terrors of Jinsu and Joey Kincaid. We also have Bronx, former New Era champion, is returning. What kind of surprises could he have? Because his retirement match, he was thrown off the balcony at the Buffalo Rose by Joey Kincaid. So who knows what could be happening there. We also have the four-way 5280 championship match. We have Big Gun Justin Andrews versus Delta Jr. versus BZB versus the champ Bruce Rogers. It's when these four elements collide, it's going to be mayhem, trust me. We also have Ryzen versus Logan Austin. We have Tony Ortega is returning, and he is facing Tony Morales in a match as well. So it should be entertaining. If you miss out on any event here this weekend, especially Saturday, you only have yourself to blame. And then on Sunday, back at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, Hugo's Lucha Libre is having a event as well. Some of the people scheduled to appear as we have Anaya, we have Heroes, Vago, looks like Rayo, Aligato is going to be there, and so much more. If you want to go to their Facebook page, just look up Hugo's Lucha Libre, and you'll find out all the information there on the thing. So, like I said, this is a fantastic weekend for Colorado independent professional wrestling. If you don't catch one of these events, you need to probably catch two. Well, no, scratch that. You probably need to catch three. Maybe you can catch four if you can pull off and get yourself a clone so you can attend all four. Maybe you might want to check with Michael Keaton in that and see how you can do. But anyways, it's a fantastic weekend here in Colorado for independent wrestling. Hey, that's just my view. Not from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row.